The head of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign calls it hyperinflation of the political economy. Executive Director Mike McCabe says campaign spending is spiraling out of control. McCabe says there was bound to be more money spent on the campaign, with several candidates seeking the governor's seat after longtime Governor Tommy Thompson left. Candidates spent nearly $19 million. The two major party candidates spent nearly $14 million of that.
The real cost of this is the cost to voters who really have ceased to be meaningful participants in the democratic process. Three-quarters of the money that was raised by the two major party candidates came from 0.03% of the taxpayers in the state.
The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign estimates special interest groups spent about $4 million on the campaign. McCabe says those who bankrolled the campaign are now looking for a return on their investment, and McCabe says it will be a handsome return.
We just did a study that identified $4.6 billion worth of political favors, tax loopholes and breaks, pork barrel spending projects, lucrative state contracts that the biggest campaign contributors got.
McCabe cites legislative approval of $800 million in road projects the Department of Transportation never requested and the $80 million Stanley Prison sold to the state by a private company as examples of paybacks. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.